Happy Wednesday, September 29th, 2015. You're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast, presented by Sharpologist. The leaves are changing, the temperature is falling, you wake up and it's crisp outside. Fall's here. It's such a great thing. Fall is here and the hot summer is finally over. Welcome to the show. Our show today is presented by Sharpologist. Sharpologist.com. Everything you need to know about men's grooming is in this one website. It's easy to navigate. There's videos in case you like to watch videos. There's content in case you like to read. So check it out, Sharpologist.com. What a wonderful place to get your grooming information from. Well, this week's episode is going to be a little different. I know we haven't had a normal quote-unquote episode in some time. I'm getting ready for a pretty big personal milestone. Those close to me know exactly what that is. It's a pretty big ordeal. It involves a lot of event planning. And because of that, I do not have a guest this week. I hopefully will have a guest in 2 weeks in the next episode, but we will not have any news in that episode. So hopefully, if all things go according to plan, you'll get your interview next week. But for now, let's go ahead and get on with the news. In industry news this week, we have two great stories. The first one is about a new Kickstarter campaign. This Kickstarter is up for the shaving industry, and in particular, the product challenges the whole way everyone shaves. I've heard of shaving with cartridges of all kinds, straight razors. I've even read articles about how ancients used to shave with sharpened stones. This new product, however, is a first. It's called the Scarp Laser Razor, and I wish I was joking here, but the Scarp is a product that would make any Sith Lord proud. It's billed to use lasers to cut hair, requiring no water and no waste. Additionally, the product is said to provide a cut-free, infection-free shaving experience. Now, the design comes from a medical industry professional who worked on bringing existing laser hair removal products to the market. The Scarp razor only emits light on contact with a strand of hair, and the wavelengths of the laser have been fine-tuned to affect only hair, meaning the laser light doesn't enter the skin. Additionally, the laser is said not to emit any UV light, making this a safer alternative to existing laser hair removals. The product is billed for a March 2016 release. Links to the Kickstarter can be found in the show notes at Sharpologist.com. Something to mention here about this particular product, it's expensive. The prices I see for some of the Kickstarter packages that weren't the early bird, quote-unquote, the early bird backers are, I think, upwards of $450. If they want to upset the shaving industry, that's pretty hard to do, because particularly for us wet shavers, $450, if you're doing just Spartan-style shaving where you use cheap Persona blades, not, I don't want to say cheap, but value-based blades such as Persona's Derbies. If you're using those blades and then you're using, a good valued, soap such as Sterling, Soap Commander, Tiki, any of those soaps that give you a lot of soap for a little money, then $450 I think could easily be like 10 years for us. So that price, probably longer, that price is kind of hard to upset at least the traditional shaving market. We'll have to see how that plays out. Go leave a message down in the show notes. Tell me your thoughts on this particular product. I want to know what you think. You can also tweet us at Wet Shaving News on Twitter. We'll get back with you with our thoughts. Let's get to the conversation. I want to know, who wants to shave with a laser? Anakin? Where's Anakin? Is Anakin here? No? No? Okay. Well, in that case, onward. CBS New York ran a story about women and shaving, although it's not what you think. We know that the Razor Queen isn't an anomaly. She is wonderful. She has a lot of great information for any woman looking to start traditional shaving, but her hobby is finally catching on, as the trend of women shaving their faces is becoming more common, citing smoother complexions and benefits to healthy skin growth. Even some medical experts are recommending the process. They refer to it as dermaplaning, which allows healthy skin cells to come to the top layer of skin, promoting an overall healthier skin appearance. Check out the links in the show notes to get the full story on that. CBS Local in New York has a video that you can watch of the actual reported article. In the lookout for artisans this week, Soap Commander's Fall Scent Connection has been released. The scent is a mixture of woodsy pine and sweet berries. The fragrance is already sold out with more stock on the way, and they have also added a lotion to the product line as the fragrance was just that impressive. The soap is $15 US for 6 ounces, and in addition, Soap Commander's Indian Sandalwood line entitled Commitment is also available. Both soaps have gotten really impressive reviews, and the Indian Sandalwood is also currently sold out in the process of being restocked. Direct links to those soaps can be found in the show notes. Chiseled Face Grumatorium has launched Cedar and Spice in their tallow base. The soap has a very interesting fragrance list of cedar, I can't even pronounce that, Haitian vetiver, patchouli, black pepper, juniper berries, lime, clove, and ginger. And I want to say what I couldn't pronounce is Geichtwood? I can't pronounce that. Not even going to try. It does sound very interesting, though, and I like anything that kind of mixes cedar and berries. I don't know why, but I feel like woods and berries mix, juniper berries in particular, mix very well here. Check out Chiseled Face Grumatorium's Cedar and Spice. Deluxe Shaving Company has released their line of gray label shave soaps. Contrary to the Ultra Soft soaps, their original cream line, these soaps are a bit harder. The two fragrances, Mods and Rockers, are juxtaposed. Mods is a clean, fine cologne type fragrance, while Rockers is described as sweet and dirty. I had Anthony from Deluxe Shaving Company on the show a while back, and their soft soap line, the original cream line, I am a big fan of. If you haven't tried Deluxe Shaving Company, they're out of Canada, and they have some really nice products. Make sure you check them out. Again, links in the show notes at Sharpologist.com. Cold River Soap Works has released their Fall 2015 soap. The soap features highlights of ginger and cinnamon sitting atop earthy layers of musk, patchouli, vanilla, cedar, sandalwood, and noble fir. It's available for $16.50 US from their website, a direct link in the show notes. Barrister and Mann has released a couple of new items. Their Leviathan soap and splash feature notes of leather, coffee, cedar, and musk for a dark fragrance. The soap sells for $19 US. In addition, they also have a new sandalwood lather soap. The price for the lather soap is $11 US for 4 ounces. It's also 4 ounces for Leviathan. And in addition to their website, you can also purchase Leviathan at Maggard Razors. Maggard Razors will be selling samples of Leviathan as well for those who want to get a taste before you commit. Dapper Dragon's Autumn Morning Soap is now available from their online store. The new soap features fragrances of coffee, Brazil nuts, spicy dry leaves, late blooming lily, and sweet citrus. The tallow-based soap is available in a 4-ounce tub for $14 US. About a month ago, Sterling Soap Company unveiled their new in-house synthetic brushes that sold really quickly. Known as the Kong, the brushes featured really large knots that were very similar to Plisson. We've been waiting on them to come back in stock, but Sterling has announced that even though they were guaranteed delivery by the end of September, they won't arrive until the second week of October. So there is a slight delay for anyone waiting for more Sterling Soap Company Kong brushes. They took off really well, and they had a lot of really good reviews. I will say, 2 weeks isn't that bad to wait for a quality brush, because we know how long customs can take, so even still, 2 weeks isn't that bad. early backers of Rockwell Razors, the Kickstarter campaign that featured six heads in one, can look forward to a new replacement coming. I got an email from Rockwell Razors, from John over at Rockwell Razors, and he wanted to pass along, and I think this is totally awesome of them. I have to say, I love it when any Kickstarter company does something to this degree. Rockwell Razors has announced that it will provide all of its early backers with a whole new razor, entirely free, made using the new production process. The benefit here is they're going to a metal injection molding process, which allows for much higher tolerances, as I understand. The production update is available on their website at rockwellrazors.com. But if you ordered the edition of the original Kickstarter edition, you will be getting a whole new razor entirely free with this updated production process. The razor is $80 US if you wish to purchase it directly from the website. You can still purchase the original Kickstarter edition, although I don't believe that comes with the new process, so I wouldn't recommend it just yet. That does it for this edition of the Wet Shaving News Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. Short, sweet, to the point. If I missed any of your favorite vendors, artisans, or any companies that didn't get mentioned here and you know that they had big news, please make sure I'm following them on Twitter. If I'm not following them on Twitter, send me the information so I can follow them. That's how I get all of the news that goes into this show on my Twitter. That's at wetshavingnews. Additionally, you can also email me at wetshavingnews@gmail.com. That's a direct link to me, and I can get all the information I need from you to help make sure that I'm following who you would like me to follow. And I'll mention them in the show as well. To those who entered the Peter Wolf and Wolf Whiskers Shaving Brush giveaway, the giveaway is open until Friday due to a slight shipping error on my part. We had a delay in receiving the brush, which delayed opening the actual giveaway. This brush is custom made by Peter Wolf out of his custom cast resin. It's really beautiful. It's really worth entering. Make sure you go to Sharpologist.com and look at the previous show notes for the link on how to enter the Wolf Whiskers giveaway. And I want to thank Peter Wolf again for coming on to the show. He was so wonderful talking to us, and he was so kind in giving us this custom designed brush to give away to you. Congratulations to whoever wins it in advance. This giveaway is open domestic and internationally, so no matter where you live, you have a shot. Make sure you enter. We'll see you next time on the Wet Shaving News Podcast, presented by Sharpologist. Have a shave-worthy week.